Welcome to CWS Christian Writing and Speaking. I'm your host, Jackie Woolson. And today's guest is the life coach mom. She is a certified life coach and mom, and she has over 10 years of experience leading and teaching women in the area of spiritual growth and personal development. She is a teaching leader at the International Bible Study, where she lectures, leads, and facilitates small group discussions. Her passion is helping busy moms grow as they go in every season of motherhood, especially the hard ones. She brings honesty and hope, plus a little humor, to daily conversations. Her book is SOS for the Mom, A Christian Mom's Guide to Managing Emotions. And let's put our hands together and welcome to the CWS stage, Ms. Mirella Acebo. Welcome, Mirella.
Thank you so much, Jackie. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, you know, the first question people are going to ask is the life coach mom. Why not just life coach? Why add the mom to it? And we know there's a background story. So please, Mirella, share your story with us.
Yes. Well, I have many identities, as many women do. We wear many hats. And when I became certified several years ago, I was using that title again. It's my given title. I'm a certified life coach, but I also wanted to add the mom part because I jokingly say I'm a certified mom, stamped and approved. I have two kids of my own, two adult children. My heart really is to help moms. And so being a mom myself, I wanted to help that specific demographic. And so I wanted to include that as well, that I'm a life coach and I'm a mom. You put those together, being a life coach mom. So wanting to help women and moms grow as we go in life, in the journey of life. And that journey of life includes our spiritual life. And there's a lot that happens in motherhood. And so I really just wanted to address those pain points, that experience, the roller coaster of emotions that we feel in every season of motherhood, and to acknowledge that we're not perfect at it. We're just learning as we go, and we're growing as we go. And so that's what I enjoy doing, is helping other moms. So I wanted to identify that and make that known, that I am a mom myself, to help and serve other moms as well.
Yeah. And what event in your life triggered you to take the step to start telling moms, hey, there is a way to manage these emotions? You don't have to let them overtake you.
Well, being a new mom myself over 20 years ago, I was overwhelmed by my own emotions. And I wasn't truly prepared for that. I mean, nobody can be fully prepared for everything that motherhood brings up for you. And so I was raised by a single mom, never met my dad. So it was just the two of us growing up. We were very, very close. My mom had a lot of health issues all her life. And so when I became a mom myself, that's when I lost my mom to cancer. And so that was an emotional journey in and of itself. When you are caring for a parent, and when you are really just invested, heart and body and soul, just so invested. And then I lost my mom, and here I was, a new mom. And what am I going to do with all of this, all of these emotions, the double the emotions? And, moms, we feel all sorts of things, and because we care deeply about our families and our children. And so everything just feels magnified. It feels so intense, the positive emotions as well as the negative emotions. And I wasn't prepared for that. And so I hit some lows. I just struggled. And it feels like you're by yourself. Oftentimes, I've since talked to many, many moms and realized I was not alone. And moms are not alone. It feels like we might be the only ones who are struggling, who are overwhelmed and just worried all the time and stressed out and feeling like we're not enough and we're inadequate and we feel anxious. And our emotions are real, and our emotions can definitely take over. I've been a mom for 20 years plus. As I look back, I wrote a book to speak to that mom, to speak to the younger version of me, the help that I wish I would have received. And I did, to some extent. I got so plugged into everything church had to offer at the time, everything that was mom related, small groups and support groups and Bible study and all of that. And I realized when I was in community with other moms in a similar season that I wasn't alone. I felt so validated. I felt so seen, and I felt so encouraged by moms who were further along in their journey, the aspirational moms. And there was so much comfort in that, to be amongst like-minded women in a similar season. I just felt such relief and comfort from that. And so that helped me a lot. And as I got older and became more of an experienced mom, not to say that I have it all together, because I don't. As our kids grow, we grow along with them. That's the demand on us, is that every new season for them is also a new season for us, that we are also called to grow in that season with them and learn how to parent in that new season, whatever that looks like, from toddler to teenager, from teenager to now older teenager, young adult. And so I wanted to speak to all of that, the realness of feeling our emotions, that emotions are a gift, that God gave us emotions, and they're great. It's how we do life. It's how we process life. And they are a gift, except that sometimes they become so big, so overwhelming, that it feels like they dominate us. They're controlling us. They're calling the shots. It's almost like this emotion can become such the focal point of our life that it drives our decisions. And that's not good. I don't think that's a good plan overall. I think experiencing our emotion, acknowledging the emotion, the realness of what we're feeling is good. It's healthy. It's the responsible thing to do, is knowing I'm having an emotional reaction to something, and it's because I care. It's because I care about my children. It's okay to have a moment to process all that, so we're not so reactionary, to bring God into it. I mean, ultimately, He is our true SOS. My book is called SOS for the MOM, which is mom, SOS for the mom. But really, our SOS comes from above, from His Holy Spirit. And as believers, as moms who have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, I believe that there is a power and a strength that's stronger than the emotion that we experience in any given moment. So it really is about switching gears and turning to our attention to what else is true, other than the thing that I'm feeling in this moment based on what's happening. That's true, but really learning to process and just stand back, pause for a moment, take a breath. What else is true about God, about His help in our season, in our day, in this moment? And so when we really think about, wow, I can have peace in this moment. I can have joy in this moment. I can experience patience in this moment. And why? Because that's the fruit of the Spirit. His Spirit produces the fruit. It's the very thing that we need in the chaos of motherhood, or in the chaos of any given day, what we're experiencing.
Yeah, I love how you contrast it, because emotions are temporary, but they are not meant to lead us. We are supposed to experience them. We are supposed to acknowledge them. They do help drive us when we need to do those things that are important. But at the same time, we are of God, and we are driven by His truth, as you stated. And as a result, that is how we should plan it out our life. And at one moment, you may feel very angry, but what does the Bible say? Be angry, but sin not. Mm-hmm. You can't take it upon yourself to take on revenge or do things that are vengeful, because that is of God. And so I love that contrast that you are providing, because I don't think a lot of people truly distinguish that there is a difference. But as you mature, you will see emotions are temporary, but God's word, His truth, that is everlasting. I want you to talk about the emotions that you talk about within your book, because you mentioned specifically 10 emotions, and then you talk about the moms of the Bible. Give us a couple of examples of emotions that you talk about, and then what moms you have associated with it, as well as tell us what you have seen as people experience your book.
Sure. So I narrowed it down to 10 emotions. I think moms feel a whole lot more, but I wanted to make it simple. 10 chapters, 10 common emotions, and 10 Bible moms that can serve as inspiration for us. 10 Bible moms that I believe likely felt similar emotions. And we don't know for sure, but as I was revisiting Genesis specifically, just going through some of the stories that I had learned as a young child, I went back and I visited those stories for, and saw them through the lens of motherhood. We don't know a lot about these moms. We know the story that's associated with them, but I really wanted to take the time and breathe life into them. I'm an actor. I've been an actor in Los Angeles for about 16 years. So it's something that I just naturally do as somebody who's been, you know, looking at scripts and acting for many, many years. And so when I was reading the Bible again, with this idea in mind that I wanted to write a book and focus on different moms, I really looked at the mom and I thought, and I put myself in her situation and I brought a 360 perspective, which means, what was she thinking? What was she experiencing? What was driving her in that moment? All of those things. And so it was so natural. Like, I just felt like each mom has something great to teach us. So Eve, for example, I talk about mom guilt with her story. We know what happens in the garden and with the original sin. And so I started to think, wow, was she just consumed with guilt after that? In her mind, did she go back to that decision, that what she did, and now living in the consequences of that one decision? And so that just brought me to, oh, I think we do that as moms too. We're constantly thinking and rethinking of what we should have done differently, what we could have done differently, and how we take on so much responsibility for our children, right? We know her stories. She had two sons and she has more kids, but the two sons, Cain and Abel, and how Cain kills Abel. She loses essentially both sons that day, one to death and the other one. I'm just thinking, as a mother, did she blame herself? This is what we do as moms. We take on this responsibility for our children's poor decisions, things that they do, or it's a lot. And so I associate guilt with her life, or I just started to process her story through that. Is it likely? Is it reasonable to think that she lived out her days just feeling some kind of guilt and remorse and shame and all of that? I unpack that in one chapter. And so I go on and on. So for example, impatience, because with Sarah jumping ahead of God's plan to have a child, she was promised this child and she waited a long time, in my opinion. So was she impatient? Was she not? Was she perfectly impatient? Like, there's so much to explore there, but we know the consequences that came from that and having a child outside of God's design for her. And then I talk about, you know, our controlling tendencies that we have as moms, that we want to run interference. We want our children to do certain things in certain ways because we want certain outcomes. And these controlling tendencies are there, I think, for all of us. And they show up in small ways and they can continue to grow in bigger ways. But in her story, we see Rebecca, how she takes control of the situation with her sons when her husband is ready to pass on the inheritance and he's blind and dying. And she says, all right, Jacob, the inheritance is going to go to you, even though Esau was the older brother. So I unpack her story and I look at her story through that lens of an example of when she took control of a situation and then how that speaks to us. What happens? That these things don't happen in a vacuum, these decisions that we make, and these become patterns in our life. And so those are some examples. I talk about suffering in motherhood that, to me, in my opinion, I feel like that motherhood is a call to suffering to some degree. And I talk about Mary, I talk about Bathsheba and the suffering that they endured. I also talk about single motherhood and I explore the story of Hagar being a single mom, essentially, at some point when Abraham walks her to the wilderness with her son, Ishmael. He's a teenager at this point. And she's now on her own. And the Bible describes her as sobbing She was sobbing. She didn't know how she was going to provide for her child. That's a strong emotion to be single, to think, how am I going to do this? How am I going to be a mom? And how are we going to keep us alive? And then there's this beautiful encounter that she has with the Lord in that moment and how he reveals himself to her. So each of these stories are explained in a very conversational, easy to understand way. So even if someone isn't familiar with the story, with the Bible stories, even if they don't even believe in the stories, I introduce readers to the story. Let's start there with this, the story that we know is true and lifted straight from scripture. And then what can we learn? What can we learn from the experiences that these moms had as mothers in their story? And the inspiration is this, that the same God who revealed himself to them then is the same God for us today. And that's the encouragement, is I just didn't want people to take my word for it or my stories as inspiration and motivation. I can do that all day. I want to point people to scripture and to the truth of who we are as believers. If we believe in who God is and who Jesus is, have received him, we have now the Holy Spirit. And he ultimately is the one who helps us, as I said before. So I wanted to just normalize all of these emotions and say, we're not alone. We're not the only ones feeling this. Let's rewind the clock and think about these stories from long ago and just knowing that emotions are emotions, that mom emotions, no matter where we live in this timeline, where we exist in history. And so I wanted to bring those stories to life, bring in a fresh perspective, a new perspective, see ourselves in them, and to acknowledge we have a little bit of all of them in us. We have a little bit of Eve in us, that we carry guilt and shame and regret. And what's the answer to that? It's forgiveness. It's coming to the Lord. And that's part of that story, that after that original sin, God comes and seeks them. Where are you? He doesn't walk away from them. He pursues them. And that's the truth of God today. That whatever it is that we're carrying, our shame, guilt, regret, we can easily entertain all of that. It's easy to judge ourselves for the things we did or didn't do back then, you know, long ago as young moms, but God doesn't want us to live like that. So forgiveness is about.
No. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Clean and slate every day.
Yeah. And I know a lot of moms have enjoyed it. I've looked at some of your reviews. What is the best reaction that you have received to your book?
Mm-hmm. Women have said to me how relatable this book is and how they see themselves in every single story. First of all, they're blown away. I'm sort of blown away, and I don't want to take full credit because I really feel like it was a download from the Lord to even come up with this idea, this concept of breaking out down these Bible stories from an emotional standpoint. But what I'm hearing is, wow, each one of these stories was brought to life in my eyes. And this is what people are sharing with me, that these stories, I see myself in all of these moms. And sometimes I see myself experiencing all of these emotions in a given day, the overwhelm, the worry, feeling lonely in marriage, like I said, mom guilt, overwhelm, all of that. So women have told me they just feel so validated and relieved that it's okay to acknowledge our emotions. We don't have to pretend that we have it all together, because nobody does. Nobody does. And so to be able to be honest in that and say, yeah, I go through all of these, I feel all of these things sometimes on any given day, and it's okay in our humanity to be real.
Yeah. All I keep hearing in my head is people saying, this is me too.
Yes.
And when you do have somebody who understands you, it does validate you. And then it also says, I have somebody who can walk along with me in this journey. Yes. And that within itself is so comforting. I'm loving what you're doing, Morel. Obviously, the women do as well. I want to know what's next for you. I mean, this has such an impact on people already. What are you doing next?
Yes, I'm hoping to speak on stages to encourage moms in bigger groups and to start life groups, small groups based on this book. It's something I'm doing now with an existing group. I came up with a workbook as well. So 10 questions that go along with each of the chapters to give the reader an opportunity to journal through their own emotions, through mom guilt, for example. That's one of my early chapters. And to process that during the week. What does that look like? When does it come up for me during the week? What do I feel guilty about? Or what is the thing that just keeps coming to mind that plagues me or that dominates me? And so I want to encourage women to do that heart work at home. I don't like to call it homework. I say heart work. This is where we're going before the Lord. We're reading the chapter, going to scripture, reading the story through scripture, allowing God to speak to you, to speak to that emotions. And then we gather as a group and we go through the lesson together. And what did you learn and what spoke to you? And God's, how is God helping you with this particular emotion? So right now I have a small group that I'm leading and it's for 10 weeks. And we go through one chapter of the book per week. And we talk about the heart work that went on during that week. And it's all about just inviting God into our awareness every day. Really ask ourselves, God, is this what you want for me? Do you want me living in constant worry and chronic worry and guilt? And we obviously know the answer is no.
Right.
No, but we have to be aware of how often it even comes up in any given day. How often our impatience, our rage, that mom anger, how it kicks in. And then we feel bad for the things that we said when we were in that state of mind. And so it takes work. It takes a lot of awareness. It takes really being intentional about, I'm going to observe myself on any given day. How is this emotion taking over? And I believe it comes up more than we think, more than we're aware of, until we start really paying attention to it. And so we can't fix or address anything until we know, how is this showing up in my life? What patterns am I in? What habits do I go into when that impatience strikes? And what are the things that I say that come out of my mouth? How do I behave? How do I treat others? So it takes a lot of awareness. It takes really wanting God's help in this area and wanting to change, wanting to be better, and not just be a better version of ourselves, but be the version of ourselves that's available through the person of Christ, through the work and the person and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. That's a version of ourselves that's only attainable with God's help. Because my version of myself is right here. God's version is it's not even on your radar. I'm going to help you get there because God is all about transformation. And he wants us to live in spirit-led lives, not emotions-led life. My emotions don't lead me to any place good, my negative emotions. And God says, no, you're a new creation. You're new. You're new. We don't have to operate in the old ways by the flesh. He says, no, you're a new creation. I give you a new spirit that's greater than anything that you're feeling right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Tell people how they can connect with you and where can they find your book?
Sure. So I am on Instagram. My Instagram handle is at Life Coaching by Morella, or you can punch in my name, Morella Acebo. And my book is available on Amazon. It's SOS for the Mom, A Christian Mom's Guide to Managing Emotions. And then I also have a website that's www.lifecoachmom.net. And so there's a link there to the book and you can explore other things that I'm also into. I love making comedy reels and clips. And so there's a lot of just mom content, comedic mom content on there.
I love it. As we wrap up your interview, Morella, what is the one thing that you want to leave with the people, the one action that they can take to transform their lives today?
I think it starts with acknowledging that you're not alone, that you're not meant to do this life alone. And then our emotions are a gift. Thank you, Lord, that we feel that we can have these high experiences, these great experiences, but also acknowledging that there's two sides to that coin. And God wants to help us with that as well, that we are spiritual beings and God in his supernatural power can help us overcome, override, and not be dominated by our emotions. That's the battle I think that we have as women. If I can just generalize, that's the battle that we have. It's in our mind and it's with our emotions. And God wants to renew our minds and renew our hearts daily. And so we need to be always in constant relationship, in prayer, awareness of his presence, knowing that we can come to him for forgiveness for all of it, and knowing that he wants to bless us. He wants to help us. It's just remembering our identity, who we are. We're a child of God. We are daughter of the true King, and he doesn't leave us alone.
Yeah, I love it. CWS audience, you have heard her. My favorite part, of course, it's really the whole interview, but just talking about the reality of experiencing our emotions. Do not push down how you feel. Acknowledge what you're feeling. And then start aligning with God's truth. He is there to help you. And he also sends people into your life to help you. People like Morella, who understand. People from the Bible, who understand. You are not alone. So don't go on this journey by yourself. Instead, embrace where you are. Take the steps that you need. And let's get you to the next level. The higher level, leveling up. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And until next time, beautiful people, God bless.